part in your story with us, please, sir.
Thank you, Reggie. You make it really hard for me to get up here after you just sung that song. Well, anyway, I've been in church as long as I can remember, ever since I was a child. And I always remember going with my grandparents when I was young, because my parents didn't attend church when I was younger. My dad was an alcoholic and didn't have any desire to be in church. My mom didn't go because of him, although she was brought up in church and believed in Jesus. She would go on special occasions like Easter, Christmas, birthdays, stuff like that. But I stayed in church regularly up until I was in high school. I got to hanging out with friends that weren't Christians and going out and having fun and doing things I shouldn't have been doing, knowing that it was wrong, but continued to do so all along. One of my best friends that I hung out with in high school, he had an older brother that was a pastor in a small church. So I kind of got talking to him about Jesus, my salvation. So I felt pretty comfortable talking to him, so we talked a good bit every chance we got. And every time we go over to our house and hang out. So Bob took time to spend with me and show me scripture in the Bible and teach me what right way to get with Jesus and give my life to him. So we did. We sat down, and he showed me scripture in the Bible. And I got saved on May 30th, 1975, and I was baptized later that year. Got back in church and living for Jesus, made new friends, lost some old friends. So a few years later, I met a girl, fell in love, and we got married. I was happy for several years, everything was going good, and we decided to have kids. So I have two daughters. They're now 27, 29 years old. I have one granddaughter and one grandson. Things were pretty good for several years, but then we kind of got to have some problems financially and didn't see eye to eye on the way things were going. So we went for counseling, talked to people, and seemed to work okay for a while, but then kind of back to the old ways. So then I decided I didn't want to live my life like anymore, so we decided we were going to get divorced and split up, and that's what we did. Really hurt for a long time because I missed being around my kids and seeing them every day, but they were still close. I got the opportunity to see them on weekends and pretty frequently. Prayed to God for guidance and direction for my life, and he answered some prayers, but still things weren't right. I was still missing things. My dad later on got sick and started having health issues, so he had to retire early, so I got to spend some time with him. We kind of got close later on in life, which we never got the opportunity when I was young, so I missed that. So he turned his life over to Jesus and was saved, and it was really a blessing for me to see that. He later on passed away, so he's going to heaven to be with Jesus. Mom also got back in church and got saved, and she's living for Jesus as well. She's doing very well. She got remarried and happy living up in Fountain Inn. So going back to praying for guidance and direction for my life, my prayers were answered when I met Tamala. We hung out with friends and had a good time for quite a while, and eventually fell in love and became best friends. So I prayed for a woman like her for a long time. So we've been together for 13 years and grow closer and stronger in our faith each and every day. Just want to say thanks to everyone for giving me the opportunity to be here tonight and present my testimony. And thank you for welcoming me to the church and being such a strong family for me. I appreciate it. Thank you for your opportunity to serve as a deacon.